When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erio's original.
Hello, this is Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, your host, Lydia Greengrass de Alva Ledejo. It is another wild episode where we chat about what's going on in on the island of paradise. But I have a very special guest with me, and this is someone that is going to maybe, you know, I'm very happy to have on. You know, I had to twist her arm a little bit, but, you know, here she is, and that is Shauna, Shauna Mitchell, Karen Mitchell's daughter, Shauna. Hi, Shauna. Welcome. Well, Shauna, I'm tickled pink that you decided that this was something that you would like to do.
I really just wanted to have a normal phone conversation with you. I don't know why it has to be on a Bachelor in Paradise podcast. I wanted to have like a real conversation with you.
Yes. And I absolutely understand that. But as I said, you know, your mother went missing, you know, and she was supposed to be doing
this.
Oh
my God. You don't think I know that? She's my mother. I don't understand why you're so involved in this. She's my mother. She gave birth to me.
On January 5th. Yes. Because that was the question, if you'll recall. So
yeah, you tricked me into answering questions about myself
because
for God knows why.
At the time, and we still don't know, we don't know if it's some sort of hostage situation.
That is stressful to me.
I know, and it's stressful to me too, Shauna, because, you know, I've known Karen quite a bit, and this is a time where we need to come together, and that's why, you know, and we need to come together on this, I think, because she's, you know, this is, we both care about her, you know, and she's been through a lot, and you know, and okay, so I have you on the show here,
oh,
and it's because I need, you know, the listeners have spoken and they are concerned. And, you
what
know,
what do your listeners have to do with this?
Well, I got a review. I'll read you a review I got that, and this concerned me where I said, you know, we have to let the listeners in because they are so scared. On Apple Podcasts, I was looking at my reviews, and if you haven't reviewed, if you haven't reviewed yet, you should. Oh,
wait, what is this?
This is, I'm just looking for the review. There's a review here that says, "Where's Karen?" 5 stars.
Okay, so anyone in like fucking North Dakota can say, "Where's Karen?" And you're going to put so much time. I don't understand. That's not like a good use of time.
5 stars, where's Karen? Loving the content and guests, but getting increasingly worried about Karen. And I don't know, it doesn't give a location. It's from Gold Lion. Lion spelled with a Y. I like. And then someone else wrote devastating.
Like,
5 stars.
Great. I'm glad your listeners are upset.
Well,
but this is my life. It's not supposed to be entertainment for your listeners.
You know, this is unlike your mother. You know, I've known your mom for a long time,
yeah.
And I know you know her too, but gosh, you know, I know a different side of Karen. You know, I know Karen that's not mama. You know, I know non-mama Karen, you know, and that's a different kind of Karen.
Well, you know what? It's just kind of fucked up because, you know, we had some issues before. I took a big trip and
to Hamburg.
It was weird. And, you know, I came home and I think she wanted me to say like, oh, I fucked up. And I didn't because because I'm going to live my life.
Of course, but you know, and just
I'm going to try things, you know, in my life, and maybe not everything's going to be 5 gold stars. It's not going to be, you know, not everything's going to work out perfect.
But, you know, it was a big, you know, just to fill the listeners in, you know, Shauna met a man and he lived in Germany and he proposed. And Shauna, and we talk about it on my other podcast, Let's Talk. We had Shauna on with Karen. And, you know, it was a big, you know, Karen was not, your mother was not happy about it. And you said, I'm, you know, sorry, mama, you know, I'm going to Hamburg and I'm marrying the man of my dreams. And, you know, me and her both questioned it. And we, you know, said, well, you've got two mama bears here that are telling baby bear, you know, to not.
Yeah.
And you didn't listen. And, you know,
I didn't listen. I don't like being told that from one random bear and then my mom, you know. It's like, I just didn't feel like she could see my side at all.
And what happened?
Well, I mean, it was perfect. It was really nice. It was great. And then it turns out that he really did kind of just want like a nanny for his kid.
Right. Yeah.
And I was kind of like falling more into like just being childcare and not really having like a real marriage. And I started to see that. And like, yes, you know, it was lovely. And we had, you know, like a really, he whisked me away, you know, whisked me off my feet. And it was lovely.
Like consensual.
But absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to be there. But then he would just like leave on a business trip and then I would be there with the kids and that's not what I wanted. And I came home and that was a hard decision, but I didn't want to stay there because I don't know anybody there.
And they speak another language, you know? And
Yeah. I don't like German really. It's hard. I don't get it. The food is good, but I just, you know, I was feeling lonely, Lydia, and I came home and I tried to confide in my mom and she's just being so weird. She's just being weird. She wanted me to like admit these faults. And then it seemed like she was maybe starting to see someone. I don't know. She'll say a whole thing and then be like, just kidding. You know, she's just not trustworthy.
Right. Well, you know, I think that you need to look, you know, at what she's been through, you know, having to move to Hermosa after the divorce, you know, wasn't exactly, you know, apple pie and, you know, croissants, you know what I mean? You know, there was a little bit of, you know, trauma that happened to her. So I wouldn't hold, you know, I'd give her a little bit of leeway there, Shauna.
Well, okay. But just because you've had trauma doesn't mean stop being a mom.
That's right.
Because everyone's had trauma. Being born is trauma. You're traumatized the second you come out of the womb. You're coming out, you're crying, you're scared. That's your first, everyone has trauma.
Yeah, that's what, and a lot more people are doing water births now. And they say that helps with that, you know, but I can't, you know, for the life of me, remember what happened on the day I was born, though, you know, God knows I try. But, you know, you do talk about, you're talking about, you know, siblings are, sorry, I'm looking at my notes. I just need to get a little bit, because it is a recap show. I just need to talk a little bit about Bachelor in Paradise, and there was a big tropical storm where people had to, you know, leave the beach, and the producers, actually the people behind the camera, who are usually, you know, shrouded in secrecy, came out and they said, we got to get you all out of here. There's a storm coming and your lives are at risk.
I know you guys are all expecting there to be a cocktail party and a rose ceremony tonight. Unfortunately, that will not be happening.
Oh.
There's a dangerous tropical storm rapidly approaching. And as of an hour ago, it's headed straight for us. So for the safety of all of you guys, our staff and our crew, we are recommending that we evacuate immediately. We actually believe it's no longer safe for you guys to stay in Paradise. I don't want any of you guys to panic, but I do need you guys to head across the beach and go pack your bags right away. We need to start evacuating right now.
Oh my God, let's go.
All right, well, let's get out of here.
This freaks me the out. Earlier today, I was stressed about who I was going to give my rose to, but now I'm stressed about getting out of here and being alive. I get that's a little terrifying.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't really focus on Bachelor in Paradise right now. I understand people have storms and love triangles, but
yeah. But this was, you know, they were making it seem like it was real. It was, and you know, they didn't even show you where they went. They, you know, they just kind of loaded them into two cars and then just drove them off. And then the next day they came back and, you know, a couple of lamps were tossed, you know, around, looked like the wind had tossed them around. But other than that, it didn't seem too, like, too much damage.
Okay.
So they have to do the rose ceremony in the afternoon the night because it got pushed. You feel that, you know, this is interesting, and I just want you to hear me. I'm going to take my you know, Aunt Lydia hat off, you know, and I'm going to put on my, you know, my baseball cap, you know, the, you know, something that's a little more, you know, just one of the gals, you know, and I'm just going to say, you know, you have every right to feel the way you're feeling, but do you think that you know, Karen did something? Do you think that she made a life choice that she's going to regret?
And, I mean, you know, I wouldn't put it past her that she did something. I'm not saying she's trying to get back at me. I'm not saying that at all. But if she was like, okay, Shauna's going to go live her life and do her thing and not take regard for what I say, maybe I'll go do the same thing, you know? Right.
And that's so, you know, that makes sense. You know, that kind of stands in line with Karen because, you know, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but, you know, has she done vindictive things in the past? Well, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to, like, blame her for my parents' divorce, but it's like,
well,
she has a way of just kind of like going, doing her thing and being right. Not really taking her own daughter into consideration. Her own ex has, we're like, we don't know where she is. Who leaves for a month?
Yeah. Well, none of us know. And, you know, what I just want to know is why, you know, what is, because I don't know if you heard last week's episode, Sean, I'm not sure if you listened, but I did call up a private detective. Just,
I didn't know that. Well, and you should be telling me these things. Like,
I know.
It's, you go above and beyond, like way out of
it. Thank you.
No, not in a good way. In like overreaching the boundaries.
Well, because I'm wondering why the authorities haven't been called, and I'm gonna, you know, to
so
my defense.
So you're going over me? You're going over her own family?
I don't know. You know, I'm not privy to the things that happen, you know, in the, you know, in the corners of, you know, the Mitchell household. You know what I mean? So I don't. So I have to. You know, I am. You know, I have my own business, Shauna. You know, I have my own corporation. You know, I'm
no, you have your nose in someone else. Our business. That's not your business.
I didn't hire him. I was merely talking to him. You know, he was making it very clear anytime we talked that it was, you know, the price was changing. Every time we talked another, you know, there'd be another zero added to the price. And part of me thought, well, gosh, this is probably the biggest case, you know, of his life. And the other part of me thought, you know, maybe I'm getting bamboozled. So I said no to it.
Okay. So, I mean, okay. So you're going to go reach the boundaries, cross the boundaries, and then not even get anything out of it.
Well, because I was testing the waters, you know, you're allowed to dip in a toe without getting up to your ankles, you know.
So my mom's life is not worth the dollar amount to you.
Well, I don't, this is, you know, I thought this would be a brainstorm session for the both of us. You know, we, you know, we're two strong women in, we're California girls, you know, yeah. we don't take no's for answers, and we don't, you know.
I think,
you know,
I'm just trusting my gut, and what it's saying is that she's alive and that she's just doesn't want any responsibility right now. Mm. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's good. I mean, if we want to call the authorities, we can. I'll give it another 2 days.
But I do, you know, I do have the question mark text, you know, and that's what makes me, you know, that's a beacon of light. You know, when I sent her those texts and I sent her the voice message, I got one single question mark back, which made me think, well, you know.
Why would she
Well, that's
that?
The big, that's the $1 million question, you know.
And why didn't she text me?
Well, because I don't, have you been trying to call her?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm just trying, you know, I've got my pen and paper here. I'm trying to get the facts. You know, you can't write a story unless you have the, you know, the words to do it.
Of course. Oh my God.
And I don't know why she did it. And that, and I'll tell you what, Shauna, because I was talking with my sister Denise about it. It's, yes, at the time I was, you know, I was wavering on the line of how far do I go. But I'll tell you, that text sent me into, you know, and that's, it sent me, you know, that was the point of no return. You know, getting that text made me say, well, now I got to jump into action. That's where I put, you know, my Superman cape on, you know.
And what are you doing about it?
Well, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you because I don't know what to do. You know, it's, Karen's an interesting creature. You know, she's an interesting creature that plays by her own rules, and you don't want to upset her. You don't want to tick her off. But you also don't want to leave her, you know, I just hope she's not, you know, in a cave somewhere, you know, thinking things over until, you know, her nails grow long and she scratches out the sides of the, you know, the cave walls.
Yeah, I don't want her being upset. I also want her to be a mom, you know? I went through something so intense and she's nowhere to be found.
But what is that, you know, maybe she doesn't know what that means. You know, your version of mom may not be what Karen's version of mom is. You know, have you ever said to her, you know, mom, can you do this, this, and this?
Yeah, I've said literally the exact thing I want. Be understanding, be on my side, accept, be open with me, right. Accept me. And then she's like pretty much emotionally unattached. And like, what is it? She's emotionally, I don't know. Aren't you like a therapist or something?
Well, no, I'm a team building expert and I'm a life coach, but no, I do not see myself as a therapist. I do not look at myself under I am more of a guide than, you know, of a doctor, but I think you're thinking of, you know, emotional intelligence, you know, she's emotionally vacant. Just, she's emotionally.
Like, it sounds like you're trying to build people together, but I don't think you're doing it.
Well, that's what I, you know, I work with different companies. I mean, honestly, if you're interested in it, Shauna, you know, I'd love to teach you about. Well, I'm just saying if it's something, because I know you are kind of, you waver on what you'd like to be doing with your life. And I actually have talked to your mother about it, you know, and she is concerned about you. She has told me, you know, I don't know what Shauna, you know, Shauna used to love to dance, and, you know, she doesn't love to dance anymore. And she used to, you know, love to braid, you know, hair. And then all of a sudden, you know, I think when you were around 10 or 11, that kind of just, you know, you stopped doing
that. Yeah, people
that.
So stop braiding hair when they're 10 or 11. You stop going to dance class and you stop braiding hair. It's not,
well, I think a braid
a huge revelation.
Beautiful. And I've seen a lot of celebrities with braids and their hair on the red carpet.
I'm not going to be a professional hair braider.
Well, what do you want to do, Shauna? I mean, that's the big question.
That's not the big question. The big question is, where is my mom? That's not the big question about.
I understand, but I'm just saying
that has nothing to do with my mom. Zero. And if you're trying to be my mom right now, I'm good. I have one. I just want to find her.
Well, we all do, Shauna. We all want to find her. And that is, and I'm just saying, when it comes to you, I'm asking you, that sometimes, you're wandering in the desert without any water or food. And that's what it can look like when you don't have, a prospect for what you want to do with your life. Jobs and work, it can be very fulfilling, especially when you start your own business, which is something, I just think you're such a go-getter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So just to say a little bit more about the show. So Tia, there's a new guy and him and Tia went on the date last week and she doesn't think he's doing enough for her. And I can't remember his name, but she likes him, but she, it's the rose ceremony that evening. And she says, I don't think you're doing enough. So she has a talk with him.
I want to be chosen. I want to be pursued. Because I've been in relationships over and over with dudes who don't care. They don't care. And here's the one chance. It's a choice between you and someone else. And you can't even try?
I'm a simple person. And I'm not about, I wanted to just talk to you. We haven't had a legitimate conversation since our date.
I know. So why wanted. Why wouldn't you just grab me and be like, let's go freaking talk? But why didn't you just do it? Just show some initiative and just freaking do it.
Tia, I care about you. I care about your happiness. I don't care about anything else. I don't know how much more clear I can make that. What do I need to do to prove to you? Seriously.
I don't know. I'm making a choice between you and someone else. And all I can really go on is that person making an effort and you making an effort.
Tia.
Is it not?
Every conversation I've had with you, I've told you, I want you. I will do anything.
But, words only go so far.
If you just tell me what you want from me, I literally would do anything in the world, Tia. I don't know.
You say that, but all I needed was for you to act like you gave two for 2 seconds when we first got down here. That's it.
So, you had mentioned, and, you said you think you're, again, don't get mad. I'm just wondering if this is a clue,
What?
Your mother, she may be seeing someone. Did you meet this new, person she's seeing? Is this someone to be trusted?
So when I came home, she came over to I was staying with my dad. And she came over to drop off. She made a lasagna. I don't even think she made it. I honestly think that she went and bought it and put it into a casserole dish.
Was it a meat sauce or a?
No meat, just cheese. I don't know. She said she was
sounds
doing
good.
No meat.
Sounds very good.
She was trying that. And she comes to the house. She doesn't come in. But she walks up to the house and hands it to me on the doorstep. Mm. And there was somebody in her car.
Oh, my God. Well, what?
And I didn't. I was kind of Mom. And she was oh, honey. Just don't. And she didn't want to talk about it. it didn't seem like she was like freaked. I mean, she was like, obviously looked like she had been having, like it was a date or something.
Oh, you know, she probably had her high heels on, you know, and a little,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, though. It was weird.
But this is like, news. I mean, this is news.
I shouldn't even be telling you this. I shouldn't even be talking to you about this. I don't.
Well, if you don't tell me, who are you going to tell, Shauna? Because this is a clue, you know, and between my question mark text and you getting the lasagna with the mystery man in the car, you know, I think we're getting somewhere. If I had a board, you know, I'd be tying strings to these two occurrences. And I'm just trying to think, you know, what did he look like? Was there a darkness in his eyes, or did you see a friendliness?
No, he was wearing like a Hawaiian shirt. It didn't seem like a dark situation. Mm. I didn't get a good look at his face, but it seemed like new, you know?
Right. And I never heard about that. Yeah, I mean, look, and I'm not one to say that, you know, I don't think Karen really discusses a lot, you know, when it comes to her private life, unless she knows, you know, because she probably doesn't want to bring a man into your life until she knows it's for real, you know?
Yeah, but I was like, just don't even bring him here. Like, now I'm going to be like, who is this? And she right. still didn't tell me.
And that was the last time you saw her.
Yeah, I mean, we had like talked a little bit after that, but. That was the last time I saw her.
Well, I'm going to just put a pin in that because we need to talk about Aaron and Ivan getting in a bit of fisticuffs. So what happens is Aaron's been seeing the supermodel, Chelsea. They've been kind of seeing each other and they had a nice talk on one of the daybeds. And then, you know, moments later, Ivan, who was, you know, most likely going to be going home after the rose ceremony because he didn't have someone, you know, he wasn't spending any time with anyone, whisks Chelsea away, sits on another daybed and tells her that, you know, they have a little something going on. And I'll tell you what, Shauna, they kiss right there in front of Aaron, and Aaron can't believe it, especially when he just kind of put his heart on the line moments earlier.
Dude, that guy's such a little snaky bitch bag. Tell him how you feel, bro.
Easily done. He's a desperate little bitch boy. Be a little to me and like lie to my face. Dude's built like a chopstick. I'll snap him in half.
Hey, Ivan, quick word, bro.
What's up?
Quick word.
So what?
Come here. Quick word, right out here.
I'm not gonna walk over.
Come over here.
No, I'm not coming over to you.
Come over here,
I'm
bro.
I'm not coming to
come
you.
Come over here.
What do you want to say?
All right. Look, remember when you told me at the table, you said you're not trying to take anyone's rose?
Yeah, I was. And I said,
and then yes. You, what was that?
Yes, Chelsea surprised me. She said
bitch
she wanted
move, bro.
So I look up, and Aaron is getting really upset.
That's it.
Walk off fire.
No, bitch move.
Fire,
no, fire, what do you want to do then?
There's dudes fighting literally right there.
You're going to tell me walk off? You literally lied to my face,
walk
bro.
Off,
I just don't know if it's going to end well for anybody.
You lied to my face,
walk
dog.
Off. Now how do you feel about it? What are you about to do about it?
What do you want to do?
So then they cut it there, and we have to wait till next week to see what happens. But it looks like Riley gets involved, and it looks like, you know, that Paradise is going to be, a storm. The real storm is coming.
So the weather storm doesn't count. The real storm is them.
The real storm is them, is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just, you know, I'm looking through old texts of that your mom had sent me before she left. And I'm just kind of looking for clues to see if she said anything about this mystery man.
Now, she didn't tell you anything?
Nothing. And Shauna, I'd tell you, believe me, you'd be the first to know at this point, you know, because
who is she telling things to? I'm so confused.
I don't know. And I don't know if it's Janet, but you know, the cupcake incident with Janet, really, they were good friends, but that, you know, I don't know who she talks to, if not me and not Janet and not you and, you know, not Bart, your father. And she was, you know, I don't know. So she's a pretty tight-lipped Sally. So
I mean,
that's...
Have you guys talked about, like, any place she wanted to go or to see?
Well, she wanted to try this new restaurant in Hermosa, but I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, maybe that's something where we can call...
You think she's been there for a month?
Well, no, but I'm just saying that maybe there's a log, you know, where, you know, she made a reservation for two and we can kind of track her footsteps, you know, if it's there or...
Well, maybe you should do that since you don't want to pay the money for the private detective.
Well...
It seems like the least you could do if you're going to pry into all this.
But as you well know, Karen's a wild card. We don't know, you know, and we don't want... You know, the last thing I want to see is her behind bars because, you know, we made a false police report.
Why would she go to jail for that?
Well, I'm just saying that that's you don't know or, you know, I don't want we don't want to get on your mother's bad side. And
no.
I can just imagine, you know, the police showing up at her door and saying, you know, you've got people looking for you, and she'd throw a fit, you know, and I don't know what would happen. And, you know, I do, you know, when I close my eyes and see that situation, you know, see her behind bars being handcuffed and put in the back of a police car. You know, I don't know what would lead up to that, but I do see it in my mind.
Why don't you stop envisioning that and that she's with a kidnapper?
Bottom line, Shauna, I think that going here on forward, we need to put our heads together and
we need to,
you know, just, well, how about this? We'll have a phone call in a couple days. You give me three ideas. I'll give you three ideas and we'll talk it out and we'll see if we can find Karen together.
Okay. And you've talked to Janet?
I've talked to Janet, and Janet is when I told Janet, Janet laughed and she said,
have the most messed up friends.
No, because she, you know, Janet, we know Karen, and sometimes Karen can do things like this and then she can come out of the woodwork. And Janet says something along the lines of like, you know, you know, par for the course, you know, but you know.
She's not saying that and then something is wrong. You know, that's not going to feel good. I feel like talking to you is making this worse for me. I feel there's more ideas of like, oh, what's wrong?
Let's
this isn't
stop.
Helping me.
Let's just stop it here. We went through the episode. It was a great episode. We've got two episodes left of Bachelor in Paradise. And, Karen, if you're listening, you know, here we are, you know, we're waiting.
Mom, if you're listening, I just call us. If this is so rude at this point, and I hope you're okay.
And she very well is. I know it. I can feel it. You know, I was envisioning her, you know, behind bars, you know, that, but I'm also envisioning her, you know, on a beach, you know, sipping a pina colada with a book, you know. She could be, you know, in Europe, you know, gallivanting around with a prince.
Yeah,
you know?
I would love if she would go to Europe as soon as I get home from Europe. And I just ask her to come to my wedding.
Right. Shauna. Well, this has been, I like this. I like the dialogue is being opened. And I like that quite a bit. So... That's good. I'm so glad we took this step.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everybody, we'll see you next week on Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, your host, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. Bye-bye.
Earios. Powered by Acast.